I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Monroe police say a man shot his ex-wife's boyfriend in the parking lot of a daycare center. Assistant Police Chief Don Bartley says 32-year-old Marlando Honeycutt had just dropped off his girlfriend's kids at the daycare center on Friday morning when Limerick Christopher walked up and confronted Honeycutt.
During the argument, Christopher pulled a gun from behind his back and shot Honeycutt once in the face and once in the chest.
Bartlett says a dispute between Christopher and his ex-wife unfortunately turned violent.
Should also be noted on this that there's been an ongoing feud for the last couple of years between the victim and the suspect in this incident.
Christopher was arrested shortly after the shooting and faces several charges, including attempted murder. Bartley says that Honeycutt is in stable condition after being shot in the face and chest. A new Louisiana law that requires court hearings on felony domestic abuse charges is increasing workloads. The law, which took effect August 1st, says a court must conduct a hearing within 5 days of an arrest on felony abuse charges to determine if bail should be set. In the meantime, the arrested person must remain in jail. 35 hearings have been held under the new law since August 28th in 4th Judicial District Court, which covers Ouachita and Morehouse parishes. 4th Judicial District Attorney Jerry Jones says he will likely have to make changes in his office because of the increased workload, but supports the law. Under the law, if a court finds it's likely a suspect would inflict further harm, bail can be denied. State officials are asking a federal appellate court to reverse the judge's finding that hot conditions at the Louisiana State Penitentiary's death row are unconstitutional. In a filing with the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, attorneys for the State Department of Corrections argue that there is no basis in law for Chief U.S. District Judge Brian Jackson's order that heat indexes on death row, how hot it actually feels, not top 88 degrees from April through October. State officials claim the judge's ruling and order effectively requires the state to install an extensive and expensive air conditioning unit or some other humidity controlling device, something no court has ever mandated. Attorneys for three Louisiana condemned killers have until September 23rd to enter their response. Authorities say that Chevron is still releasing natural gas from a pipeline off the Louisiana coast where a Saturday incident killed a maintenance worker. Colonel Mike Edmondson, the superintendent of the Louisiana State Police, says that his agency and the U.S. Coast Guard intend to send a joint team to the platform today to start an investigation. Because the accident occurred in state waters, the state is the lead investigative agency. The body of the maintenance worker, who has not been identified, was released to the Vermilion Parish coroner for an autopsy. A deputy coroner says the name could be released early this morning. The Chevron platform is part of a natural gas gathering system, and the pipeline was shut in after the accident. The gas is being released to relieve pressure. The KEDM weather forecast, partly cloudy skies during the day today with a high near 90.